This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The nation is celebrating its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valor and precision of the country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target and decide the timing. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Water Treaty was unjust. He said that India will no longer tolerate the nuclear blackmail.
Bharat ne tay kar liya hai ki nuclear ki dhamkiyon ko ab hum sehne wale nahi hai. Nuclear blackmail lambe arse se chalaya. Ab blackmail nahi saha jayega. Aage bhi agar दुश्मनों ने ये कोशिश जारी रखी, हमारी सेना तय करेगी, सेना की शर्तों पर, सेना जो समय निर्धारित करे उस समय पर अब हम अमल में ला करके रहने वाले हैं.
The Prime Minister announced the introduction of next-generation GST reforms by this Diwali, aimed at reducing taxes and daily use items. The Prime Minister also announced the creation of a dedicated reform task force to drive next-generation reforms. He said its mandate is to accelerate economic growth, cut red tape, modernize governance and prepare India for the demands of a $10 trillion economy by 2047. The Prime Minister said India will launch Made in India semiconductor chips by the end of this year, reflecting the nation's growing strength in critical technology sectors.
Aaj semiconductor jo puri duniya ki ek taakat ban gaya hai, hamare baad kai desh semiconductor mein aaj maharat hasil karke duniya mein apni taakat ko prasthapit kar rahe hain. Aaj humne us bojh se mukt hokar ke mission mode mein semiconductor ke kaam ko aage badhaya hai. 6 alag alag semiconductor ke units zameen par utar rahe hain.
The 79th Independence Day was celebrated with patriotic fervor and enthusiasm across the country. The national flag was hoisted in the state capitals. In Jammu and Kashmir, Independence Day was celebrated with patriotic fervor and passion. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah unfurled the national flag at the iconic Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin hoisted the national flag at Fort St. George in Chennai. In Tripura, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha led the state-level celebrations at the Assam Rifles Ground in Agartala. Indian missions abroad are celebrating the Independence Day with gaiety and patriotic fervor. Indian Ambassador to China Pradeep Kumar Rawat today hoisted the tricolor as the embassy in Beijing celebrated the Independence Day at a colorful ceremony attended by a large number of the diaspora members. At the Indian Embassy in Tokyo, Ambassador C.B. George hoisted the tricolor and read out President Murmu's address to the nation. In the Maldives, Indian diaspora members are celebrating Independence Day with Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in India wished Happy Independence Day, saying it joins India in celebrating this important occasion, honoring the shared achievements of both countries in advancing global peace and prosperity. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio extended congratulations and warm wishes to the people of India. He described the historic relationship between New Delhi and Washington as consequential and far-reaching. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah regarding the situation in the wake of the cloudburst and flooding in Kishtwar in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the authorities are working on the ground to assist those affected. At least 45 people were killed in a massive cloudburst which struck a remote mountain village of Padar subdivision in Kishtwar district yesterday. More than 120 people have been rescued so far. The condition of 38 is said to be serious. The death toll could go up as more people are believed to be trapped under the debris and mud. A large-scale rescue operation was launched by SDRF, police, army and local volunteers. The authorities have mobilized more rescuers, including two fresh teams of NDRF, to safeguard lives. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin at the U.S. Joint Military Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska today. This will be their first meeting since Trump's return to the White House in January this year. Ahead of the summit, Trump said he believes Putin is ready to end the war in Ukraine. And with that, we end this news bulletin.